Work began today in Juneau on a bill that would give the state the legal ability to assist in humanitarian needs that fall short of qualifying as a state or federal disaster. The need for such aid comes from the conditions this winter in rural Alaska, where residents, already hit hard by low incomes, face record-high fuel prices along with expensive food. Food was collected across the state, but supporters face the problem of delivering the donations. The measure by Fairbanks Republican Jay Ramris originally would have given the governor the ability to dedicate state transportation equipment to nonprofit and faith-based groups responding to a disaster. However, he told the House Transportation Committee that his true goal was to create a definition falling between a full-scale disaster response and doing nothing.
Nonprofits and individuals from across the state and country have come forward to assist these 11 western communities. And unfortunately, because of the cost of transportation, it has been exceedingly difficult figure out a mechanism to deliver the goodwill of Alaskans.
A disaster declaration opens state and federal resources for relief purposes, and for that, strict state and federal requirements must be met. Military and Veterans Affairs spokesman McHugh Pierre says the new category would still would not permit the use of National Guard and Air National Guard assets, since those are controlled by federal regulations. Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson, however, challenged that presumption.
Can you please explain to me how we flash Santa Claus around the state?
We are a federally sanctioned mission through DOD, the Pentagon. We provide a goodwill mission to villages that are in need, and we also use that as a recruiting tool. And it's justified through different opportunities there.
I have a problem with it being elevated above hunger.
The bill was given to a subcommittee to determine an intermediate level of emergency and what assets and equipment would be made available. The Department of Law and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs were also tasked with developing a procedure for using federal equipment in such an emergency. The bill is not scheduled for another hearing, pending the work by the subcommittee.